Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this show, and super, super glad that you are listening either live with us today or in the future. I'm so glad that you are here. And if you all listened to my show last week with Cassie Summers and Sarah Grandinetti, we talked all about I Am Beauty, and we had some pretty amazing conversations. If you didn't listen to it, I would highly recommend going back in the archives. You can find it on the OM Times website, or you can find it on iTunes simply by searching for Imperfect Brilliance. And we are actually celebrating a month of I Am Beauty with the creators of the I Am Beauty movement, Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers, and they were my guests, as I said, last week. They're going to be joining us at the last segment of today and sprinkling in for the next one. Joining us today are a couple of awesome ambassadors to the I Am Beauty program, movement, really a different way of being with the world and with yourself, and how you look at beauty and all the people around you. So my wonderful guests today are, to push us off, are John Ashford Jr. and Julie Tootin. And just a little bit about them, and this is again just a symbolful of who they be as amazing people in the world. So John actually lives in the northwest part, actually Julie does as well, the northwest part of the United States, and he works with youth and their families, teaching and supporting those afflicted by violence, conflict, and trauma. And he's actively involved in training agencies worldwide in effective strategies and communication. And Julie is an international jewelry designer. She is, and John also works with the Tools of Access Consciousness, as does Julie, as does myself. And Julie's also, she's an alchemist that creates elixir pieces that transform you simply by trying them on. And one of the fun things with Julie is she loves to style you with different energies that the jewelry contributes to your body. And she has a unique way of really listening to What makes your body feel happy, nurtured, sexy, and beautiful as you step into being more of you. So what we're talking about really is undoing the definition of what we might be defining beauty as. And so I am so grateful for you guys taking time out of your day to come and visit me today. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm really overjoyed about this because I'm sitting here trying to think, how long have I been part of I Am Beauty? And I've been like, oh my God, okay, is it a year, 2 years? It feels like a long time, but I think what really attracted me to I Am Beauty was the first 30-day challenge that I participated in. It allowed me to look at different dynamics of my being and examine and become very vulnerable with me and ask questions. You know, the 30-day challenge came up and they'll say, what do you see about your body? What do you like about your body? How do you accept compliments with your body, your certain body parts? And everything was great for me until it got to me really examining the places where I'm very tender and with my body. And then it made me start ask questions about how much judgment I was throwing at my body and where I was ignoring my body. And what happened after the first 30-day challenge for me, it allowed me to be much more gentler to me and my body. I was able to look at aspects of me and my body like I've never, ever done. Because when I first started Bio Beauty, I was on there. And there's a lot of beautiful people on a part of the beauty movement. And I was, oh, these are some beautiful people. But then when I listened to their stories, I was like, oh, my God, they're really sharing deep, dark secrets about how they feel about their body. Then it forced me to look outside and see, as a male, how I was examining beauty on planet Earth. And that's when it really struck home with me that, oh, my God, this movement can, being African-American male, I'm trying to get rid of my labels of who I am, but that's how I show up this time. There's a lot of things around beauty that I realized were culturally taught that I might not necessarily, that I don't believe in. And I also work with men, and I was asking questions of beauty, and I was always intrigued how they could only stay superficial about beauty and not really dive in deeper. And when one time I asked a group of men that I was working with, what would it be like to be vulnerable under the title of beauty? And pretty much the room shut down. And it was kind of, it was amazing to me. It was amazing because for men, and this time it was actually a group of African-American men, vulnerability is not something that you talk about, and it's not really displayed in this reality because it's seen as a sign of weakness.
I was waiting for you to say. Okay. I just wanted to put in for anybody listening who might not know that the I Am Beauty movement is a challenge, and the 30-day challenge that John is referencing is part of the Facebook group. So this is a free challenge, and it's a wonderful Facebook group that's called I Am Beauty Movement. And right now we're like in the middle of a 30-day challenge where every day there's something to, you know, a question to ask or something to post. Like a couple of days ago, it was write a letter to your teenage self. You know, if you could say anything to the teenage you, what would you say? And you can choose to just be in the group and read, and you can participate as much or as little as you want. And there's truly no judgment. And it's a very safe place to be. And as John has said, you know, to see people revealing things and lowering their barriers and talking about things that maybe they've never talked about before is really such a beautiful thing to witness. And I love that, you know, John, you know, being in there as a man, there are, at this point in time, there's definitely more women in the group than men. And it is, as a woman myself, it is really nice to see the perspective from a man's point of view. And like you said, you know, asking that question in a group of men, you know, what if we went way beyond superficial definition of beauty, and what is that for you? And then to have the room shut down, like what was that experience like for you?
It just brought home to me. I've jotted down some notes. So for me, it's a place where I think in this society, men choose to follow cultural norms of what it is to be male. They choose that without asking a question about what do they know about being male. And in the choosing of the cultural norms of what this society says, it keeps us from really being soft, vulnerable, tender, listening. I was in the room and I said, if I started to cry in the room, how many of you would get uncomfortable? If I start crying at a football game, what would you say? And for me, that took me into the space of then how many men aren't able to be beautiful within themselves and show up who they are because of the norms that they choose to live by.
Yeah.
And after having conversations with Cassie and Sarah, I was like, man, I think that this group, I Am Beauty, will be able to address or bring light to that. And that's one of my biggest pulls of participating, of figuring out how do I get more males to participate so that they can be vulnerable, tender, see themselves as beautiful, but not just the physical body of beauty, which we all are, but what's below that? You know, what keeps us from going below that superficial part of it and tap into what we know? And a lot of times when you start asking more questions, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said it's such a beautiful conversation to have with everyone. And there's an additional component with men, because most men were not, you know, it wasn't encouraged or for a lot of people as they were growing up. And like you said, the society norm of boys don't cry, you're not supposed to show your feelings, and then yet you're expected to have feelings. So there's definitely a kind of both ways, like, well, what am I supposed to do? What's okay to do? What isn't okay to do? And so to open up really different conversations with everybody about what is beautiful and going way deeper than the way somebody looks and looking at their true beauty, which every person has. And this group that Cassie and Sarah started and where it has grown from the beginning to where it is now. And there's a whole, you know, worldwide movement, and they're teaching classes, and they've got, you know, ambassadors and people all over who are like, yes, and so excited and happy that there is something different. And as we're all changing and saying yes to this, it's really interesting. Like, I saw a magazine cover the other day that was that said pretty much these words of, you know, be you, you are beautiful. And I saw that and was like, wow, we're really, you know, like, we're all changing this together. And I'm getting chills of saying this, right? And so as we all link our arms and say, yes, this is what we've all been, like, looking for and asking for it to be. So, you know, we're all contributing and morphing it and changing it. And it's like, what, you know, like, just knowing that we're really at the tip of the iceberg with all of this is so exciting.
Yes. I mean, yesterday, it's kind of interesting. The other thing this movement does is it allows you to start examining things through a different pair of, I shouldn't say glasses, of viewing. Yesterday, I was in the airport coming back from Phoenix, headed back to Portland. And I was in the airport, and it's warm in Phoenix. It's a warmer part of the U.S. And it was this young lady that was there that was a little bit larger. And she had on these short shorts, and she was a large girl. And I was like, wow. I reached over to Tori, my wife. I say, check this sister out. She is actually so freaking comfortable with her body that she doesn't care. And I was like, that is kind of dope. And I get emotional when I see people willing to stretch the bar. Like, this is me. This is how I'm showing up. I'm not doing what the norm says. And so I say that because lately I've been able to see people show up on the planet, and I'm observing how they're willing to be different than what the norm says. And it just makes me excited because it's like, okay, there's a chance for us to be different and people are owning their own beauty. And how does it get better? I mean, it's just, how does it get better than when you see somebody really own something for themselves?
It's so true and so beautiful. And that movie, The Greatest Showman, you know, as you were talking about this, it brought that. For anybody who hasn't seen it, there's a scene the bearded woman in the circus who was singing, and, you know, this is me. And she, for the first time, like, truly embraces who she is. And
right.
In seeing anybody out there, you know, large, skinny, tall, short,
yes,
whomever
yes.
you are, whatever color you are, and to be like, you know, owning who they be and
yes.
truly like strutting their stuff, it is a beautiful thing to see. It absolutely
yes.
is just gorgeous. So I'm with you too. I'm like, anytime I see that, I'm like, oh yeah, I love that. And yes, more of that. And am I choosing to be that? You know, and then anywhere
yes.
that I'm not, I'm like, oh, thank you for the reminder that, yeah,
yes.
this is me. I love me. I'm awesome. You're awesome. Like, you're beautiful. And
right.
yes, that energy, that,
yeah.
that we all
and
are.
Yes. I mean, yeah, because it was a young lady that I work with here, the juvenile department. And I think about, it was like maybe a month ago now, she was sitting in my office and we're talking about beauty. And somehow we came up on beauty, and she was saying, she's like, oh, I said, well, how do you see yourself? She said, I said, from scale of 0 to 10, being a scale that people always use, how don't you see yourself? And she said, oh, I'm probably about a 5 or a 6. I was like, well, what would make you a 10? I'm just curious. What would make you a 10? And she said, if I was lighter. And I was just like, fuck. That judgment thing.
Yeah.
That really threw me for one. I was just like, wow. How much judgment are we walking around with that you've seen yourself? And you could see in her personality at times that she was walking through life with this self-judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And from what she thought society thought she should be, or how society, and I was asking, mm-hmm. what if they got it all wrong?
Right.
And, you know, what happens if they got it all wrong and you've been listening to some information that's been wrong? Your 17 years of being on planet Earth, or 18 years of being on planet Earth. Now what? Now what can you do?
Wow.
It's just like, and I think it's being, as an ambassador, that's what I shoot for. It's like, can
yes.
I ask questions around others that will allow them to tap them more into their own beauty?
Yes. And that's such a beautiful question, you know, to really get people to start seeing how much what we judge on ourselves and how limiting that is. For ourselves
yes.
and everyone around us.
Yes.
You know, so these kind of questions, well, what would it take for you to see yourself as a 10? Is it, you know, like, where are you not? You know, and like really looking at that. And then, you know, we'll, you know, you dive way deeper into those questions of, well, you know, does this judgment even belong to you? Like, where did you get this judgment from? And,
yes.
and just,
yes.
you know, so many other questions that we don't really have time to dive into. And it's just in this short segment here. And I just want to thank you before, because I know we're headed to commercial shortly, but
yes,
Jan
yes.
Can only join us for the first part. So Jan, please, we would love to have you come back where we can have more conversation on this. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, and we'll be back with Julie after the commercial break. Stay tuned. Thank you, guys.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everyone, and you're listening. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, where our first segment we had John Ashford Jr. on, and I loved that conversation about, especially from the perspective of men and beauty, and what are we changing with these conversations? So for my next segment, welcome Miss Julie.
Thanks, Betsy.
That was quite an amazing conversation. And, you know, Julie, you have also been an ambassador with I Am Beauty for quite a while now, and I would love to hear what being an ambassador for I Am Beauty, what has that changed for you in your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first thing that I noticed about the group was really the kindness that was there. And mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but growing up, most of the women, especially pretty women, were really not kind. Mm-hmm. They were not inclusive. And realizing now that going through this process and the challenge, it's like, it wasn't me. It was really their own points of view about themselves that created that separation, but I always made it about me and then I was wrong or whatever. So, like just one of the most beautiful things about this group is the inclusiveness, the kindness, and the energy of truly having each other's back.
Yes. And, you know, that is such an amazing component that, you know, you especially like it seems in junior high school and high school where there's so much of that, you know, trying to fit in, trying to be with the certain clique. And if you're not with that clique or, you know, somebody says this or, and there is so much unkindness. And so thank you for bringing that into this conversation. So for you, the group was really a place where there was kindness and something different being created. And so what has it inspired in your life to be and do in the world?
Well, as John was saying, the vulnerability in the group really gets you to look at the places where you might have disregarded or covered over, where you have judgment about yourself. And so it invites you to release that with other people, regardless if you're saying it or somebody else is. If somebody else brings up something that they're judging, you can clear it also. And you start to realize how much of this stuff is just stuff that we're aware of that might not even be ours to begin with. But holding those points of view in place creates a separation between people. And as we start looking at it and being vulnerable with it and letting it go, it creates this real sense of unity and it's a kindness. It's a hey, you know, I got your back and we can do this and we can be whoever we be and it's okay.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so
like, wow, like that's actually getting created in the world through this group, well, through this movement.
It is, and it's such a huge piece to know that no matter what, you're not wrong. I've spent so much of my life in that space, and I thought I was wrong for everything, what I chose, what I didn't choose, you know, and like, it's just so amazing when you free yourself from that. And we talked a little bit about that last week, and I know I've done it on other shows as well. And it really is such an amazing component. And so when you just talked about, and I want to go back to it for just a second. So if you guys decide to join this Facebook group, it's I Am Beauty Movement. If you decide to join it, you know, check it out. You never have to say a word. And if you're reading the posts and what people or the videos and what people are sharing in there, if any of that resonates with you, then you have the opportunity to also like see what they have done to change things for themselves. So it really is such a nurturing gift for you, whether or not you ever like, and of course you're welcome to speak, you're welcome to do videos, you're welcome to write something in there. And whatever you do is greeted and welcomed with open arms from so many people. There's thousands of people in this group and it's growing all the time. And, what I love is what you take, and this is for everywhere in your life. You know, you learn something or you see maybe where you've been doing something where it's like, oh, maybe this hasn't contributed so much to me or the people around me, and you choose to change it. And then what you see, it's like the ripple effect of one drop of water, you know, in a still pond, and the ripple effect of how it goes out and permeates to everything around it. It's the same kind of thing. So when you have kindness for yourself and when you have kindness for others, how does that, you know, like how does that change things way beyond what you are even aware of?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, right before this show, I was talking with another person and I was realizing, like, wow, this area of beauty is one of those areas that's just, there's so much judgment. and for some reason, I've chosen to use this topic to start clearing in the world and creating more consciousness. And it's not an easy one, you know, it's not like money or something, you know, and so I'm like, wow, I've chosen beauty and I've chosen divorce, two areas where there's just so much judgment. But wouldn't it be nice if there wasn't any judgment? And you could just show up and radiate and glow and shine and be everything that you've come here to be and not feel like you have to hold yourself back or, you know, overshine anybody else. And that's another thing in the group is it's not one person is better than another or you're less than another. It's like totally celebrating the difference in the uniqueness of each person. And everybody is together on that. It's not a competition at all.
No.
That's
no.
Very different.
very different. And it's, again, it's such a nurturing space, and it really allows you to look at areas in your own life that maybe you wouldn't be looking at otherwise. Like John was sharing with us earlier that, you know, to even be in a room full of people, let alone a room full of men, and be like, what would it be like if you were, you know, if you looked beyond the superficial thing of what beauty is, like, and then they just didn't even know how to respond. It's that, those are some amazing conversations to have with men mm-hmm. and women and children, you know, of all ages. And yeah, so what, yeah. And the, I'm sorry, I kind of like, there's so many thoughts that I'm trying to get into words, so I apologize that I'm like, oh, but it's, you know, and to have this out in the world, how has that mm-hmm. changed, yeah. you know, like how you're facilitating and contributing to people? And for anybody who does not know, Julie also, she has a jewelry store. And so she has people coming in all the time, and she creates, she makes by hand some absolutely gorgeous pieces of jewelry, which you can find online as well. She will ship around the world. And so, Julie, tell everybody where your jewelry store is, and then how do you incorporate that in with everybody who walks into your store?
Oh, sure. It's in Mill Valley, California, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's been really quite a beautiful adventure having a retail store and seeing the customers who I make things for, as opposed to sending it off to another boutique where I don't get that personal interaction. And there are definitely people who come in here who are refusing and resisting their beauty, and mm-hmm. they're like, this is pretty and I'm not a part of it. And they walk around.
Oh.
And sometimes I'm able to be the space and ask them a question that allows them to lower their barriers and maybe have them try something on. And when I put something on them that resonates with what their body is asking for, it's like a flower blooming. It's incredible. And they're surprised and they see themselves perk up. And it's just an amazing contribution to their lives to see that they can be beautiful. And it's like it invites their being to come out. It's not just this thing that they put on top of them to hide something or to enhance. It really is an energetic contribution. So being aware of energies, being aware of judgments, and being a facilitator allows me to kind of work with each individual and work with the gemstones and create things that'll work for each unique person.
Mm-hmm. That's such a beautiful gift and talent. And how lucky is everybody who experiences playing with your jewelry, trying it on, whether or not they purchase the piece? You know, there's such a fun energy of looking at it and touching it and being in that energy. And to have it bring out those components where somebody may not be feeling that great about themselves, and having something like that to help pull out them seeing their beauty in themselves, that's, you know, such a different way of contributing to people.
Yeah, it's very different, and it's really fun, and it's taken me a long time to actually get that that's what I'm doing. I guess I'm a little slow.
Well, we don't always see what, you know, other people see so clearly. We normally don't see it in ourselves. And so people are like, hello, duh. And you're like, what are you talking about? You're like, is there somebody behind me? Who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, right, to be able to embrace that and say, wow, thank you. And how can I have even more of that? Instead of being like, well, you know, and putting down your talents and your beauty and your capacities. And so when you embrace it, it invites more in. So how can we all of us embrace our beauty, embrace our talents, embrace our capacities and our capabilities? And in doing that, how much more can we all create and generate and actualize into this world to have the world be the place that we truly desire it to be, where everybody's included, nothing is excluded, there is no right or wrong or good or bad or ugly or, you know, beautiful. It's just we are our beings, the true being of who, you know, who each and every one of us is. I got excited there.
Yes, that's beautiful what you just said. And it sparked this memory of many, many years ago, probably 30 years ago. I had a neighbor who came over for brunch one day, and she's like, wow, you know, she sees all the different ways that I create. And she says, you know, you create beauty wherever you go. And I used to think, oh, cool, I create beauty. But when I became one of the ambassadors of the I Am Beauty movement, I started to realize that I'm included in beauty. It's
yes.
not that I created and it's outside of me.
Yeah.
So, like, each one of us can be included in beauty if
Absolutely.
We allow it.
Absolutely, and not be separate from beauty. So you create beauty wherever you go, and you are the beauty as well. So I can't believe it's time for another commercial already. This time is flying by. Thank you so much, Julie, and stick with us. I'm in tears. I'm getting chills. This is such an amazing conversation. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be back in just a couple of
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat. YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, where we have had some amazing conversations today, first with John Ashford and then with Julie Tootin. And thank you guys both so much for taking time to be with us today. And the last segment here, we've got
the creators of this amazing movement, Cassie Summers and Sarah Grandinetti. So welcome, girls.
Hello. Hi, Betsy. Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much. I'm having an absolute blast with you all. And there's so much that we talked about today. So I'm going to just ask you guys, what would you like to cover? We only, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time left. So what would you like everybody to know today?
Well, we talked about the title of this show as undefining. And one of the things, and by the way, Cassie and I are actually together right now. We usually do this calling in, but we're both in LA. So we've been having so much fun like listening in to this conversation. But what we've been looking at, and I know we mentioned it on our last show, and then it kind of came up in the creation of this show, was where we keep trying to redefine beauty and where we keep trying to go, we're like, where that is actually like, say, the tagline of like this reality right now, as if that's the change. And what we're aware of is that if we never, ever defined it again, and we were willing to be malleable with whatever we think beauty is, that all things then suddenly become beautiful, and you can find beauty in anything.
Beautiful. I find a lot of beauty in that what you just said.
Yay! Yeah, and it's really interesting. You see these, and it's really cool. There's these videos that have gone viral that show like all the ages, like this is what used to be beautiful, this is what used to be beautiful, and that's a different definition over every different era. And going forward, do we want to redefine, or do we want to be so undefined that anything is possible and that we get to claim whatever is beautiful to us in every 10 seconds?
Yes, that, please.
Let's do it.
Yes, and it really truly is, you know, it's different for everybody, and to not have to, and it can be different today than it is tomorrow. And to just be blowing all the parameters off of whatever it's been defined at up to now, you know, like, yes, as Cassie just said, let's do it.
Yeah. And so, as you mentioned in the other segments, like we're going through an IMBD challenge, the 30-day challenge that started this whole thing right now. And the beauty that's showing up in this group with this group of people, it's different each time. It's so funny. You can do the same challenge, and it just really, it's like any of the classes that we all do, the three of us, like you know as well, like you go to a class, you can have the same manual and sitting in the same chair in the same location. And it really depends on like who shows up. And the people who are showing up now, which is so unique, there's this energy, and I know you kind of hit on it a little bit, where people are like, oh, you know, I stopped the challenge 3 days in, or I stopped the challenge. And then have gotten out of the wrongness of whatever that is, like, and even just what challenges are, you know, like, oh my gosh, if you don't contribute every day, or you don't do this post every day, then you're not actually getting the challenge. And yes, there is definitely, I will put it out there as well as a disclaimer, there is definitely a life-changing thing that occurs after 30 days of doing this challenge. And
absolutely.
The contribution though that everybody's being, and then what's showing up a lot this time is the people who are getting out of their point of view on day 14, because they've only posted 3 times and they've decided that, you know, before they were judging themselves for all the days they didn't post, and they're showing up in a totally unique way that hasn't really been there before. With our, the other times we've ran the challenge, it's been like, oh, I didn't finish. So then they just kind of go MIA, or maybe just like comment if they even do that. And this time, like, it's been showing up where people are like, nope, I'm not having this anymore. I'm changing this. I'm choosing something totally different. And here I am. And here is like day 3 to day 12 in one post.
Yeah.
So cool.
Totally. So I know you guys are launching a 3-day, a 2.5-day class around the world. So I would love you guys to share a little bit about where people can find this, so they can start to dive into, you know, undefining everything that they have thought up till now in their lives about beauty in themselves and others. And so could you please tell everybody how they can find the classes and where they are?
Absolutely. So, yeah, you are all invited. We'd love to see you there. We have a website, www.imbeauty.space. And we have all the list of classes and other information, some fun stuff there. We just launched blogs, I Am Beauty blogs, and some cool stuff there. So check it out. And so our great, we have a grand debut. We've been doing this class around the world for, I guess, a couple of years now. And we really have looked at where does this class want to go? Does it want to get bigger? And we got really light on doing 2.5 days of just diving into this content, like really uniquely. We have a manual written, we go through the manual, but we also go off manual because we're not very linear. and so our first grand debut, we've just secured a location in New York City. We are beyond excited for this, and the energy of the city is just totally matching what we want to bring. Obviously, they're all invited to that. There'll be other classes. We have one coming up in India in October and many other that are up. So yeah, please check that out. If it is something that's pulling, you can email any of us through that page and get more information if you require that, or you could just leap. But New York City is our next stop.
Amazing. How exciting. And I'm really excited too. I will be attending and I'm super excited about it as well. Yay. And we had a couple of the local people who are helping to create this class who were actually went to Times Square the day before St. Patrick's Day. And they were just randomly asking people, you know, what does beauty mean to you? And it was so cool to see those videos. So are those going to be, any of those going to be posted anywhere for
people to see? We're going to do kind of a mashup of those. So they'll be
awesome.
On our YouTube channel, also on our Facebook page. We have I Am Beauty Facebook page, and I'll be on the website. Yeah, stay tuned. It's really beautiful, some of the things. And it's so cool to see an aesthetic of someone, and people might have an assumption of who that person is or what would their perception be on beauty. And the things that people were saying, it was so amazing and vulnerable and really fun and light as well. So yeah, stay tuned for that because it's pretty fun.
It was, and it was fun to see how much fun Tara was the one who was interviewing people, and then Vani was behind the, you know, her camera taking pictures. But you could just see the energy of like how much fun they had, even just being out there and talking to people and asking them, like, what does beauty mean to you? And to see, you know, there was a talk about a great array, sampling an array of people, you know, going to Times Square and asking them, you know, of people of all ages and what their definition was. So it was really cool to see.
Yeah, and speaking of that, like to bring it back for 1 second into the redefining and undefining conversation, like Cassie touched on, like you'll see someone on camera and then just assume that like where they're coming from with beauty is mm-hmm. whatever you filter through your judgments of their beauty. It's so interesting. And then the other thing that kept showing up, which is something we're going to dive into a little bit deeper as we roll out these videos, is where people have decided that the inner beauty is greater than the outer beauty. And that is literally what we're here to unlock and change. And it's not that we're making outer greater than inner, and that's like the place that people jump to immediately, but it's literally like, how do you include your beauty, which is your body, in the creation of your life? And so it's socially acceptable to do the work on the inside, right? Like, oh, like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that is. But to be excited about your outer beauty is often a judgeable offense. So what we're trying to get people to really look at is where they can acknowledge the beauty of them without the judgment or the comparison of others, and really step into claiming their brand of beauty. And so one of the ways that, like, you know, you guys both mentioned are these like little rogue videos that we're doing with our hosts all over the world, asking people what their definition or what their, what is this? What beauty means to you? It's so great to have you here. I was like, blank. And then just seeing what shows up. And then what we want to do is also drop in a little teaser. We have something we are creating that is going to show up in Times Square a few days before this class, that is going to blast out the possibility of beauty onto the planet. And where greater in the world than to like be the big announcement, like where the ball drops, you know, there in Times Square. So we're super excited about that creation. More to come, more teasing to come. And everybody loves a little teasing, I think.
Yep.
How fun. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we'll have to stay tuned to find out what it's all about. And we've got not a whole lot of time left. And, you know, we try to sometimes squeeze in so much, you know, juicy stuff in these conversations. So I would love to hear, how has creating this changed your all's life?
Oh, I love that question. That's so good. almost I want to talk about two different components. Like, one, being a co-creator of this, being part of a movement in this way is really new to me. I've seen other movements. I love them. I'll support them. I'll celebrate them to truly be like one of the leaders for a movement. Super brand new. So that in itself has one, stretched my capacity for receiving like what it's creating in the world and knowing that I'm a part of that. And also, it's really demanded that I step up into more and to be more and to be willing to kind of do whatever it takes to get this message into the world. Then on the more personal level, I Am Beauty and being a part of I Am Beauty has really like deepened and expanded my adoration, my love and caring for my own body. Aesthetically. So I got to a place before of like gratitude, like, oh my God, I am so glad I have a body. I'm so glad I can hug my kids. I'm so glad that I can feel the sun on my face. And that was kind of like there. That's where, as far as I'd gone. When I started to play with I Am Beauty dynamically, I started to go, wow, I'm so grateful that I have really fine hair because my mohawk stands up really easily. I'm so grateful that the shape of my body is this way. I'm so grateful for like started to look at the aesthetics of my body rather than just the gratitude that I had one. It went deeper for me into, I'm so grateful for the aesthetics that I've created with my body and starting to really become aware of what that creates in the world. Should we tell them the story about last night?
Yes.
Yes. For instance, Betsy, so I'm in Los Angeles right now, which I love. It's super fun. And Sarah so kindly took a couple of us out-of-towners to a taping of America's Got Talent. And so you go online and you get the tickets, and then you kind of go up. And so you're in line, you're waiting to get into the show, and then they hand you your actual physical tickets. You just have like a printout. So we got our physical tickets. We go to the second part of the line, and the woman's like, hold on, wait. She goes, give me your tickets. And she took them, and then she's just looking through these other tickets and then pulled out three upgraded seats and gave us like really, really close. Like we were row two or something. I don't know. We're like right up on the platform. Like we're right next to Simon Cowell. And I didn't notice at the time, but Sarah said, oh my God, she took one look at your mohawk.
Yeah.
and she said, stop. And then, so from that, from just showing up with like my aesthetic, had a potency and a creation that like a lot of us like upgraded tickets. How cool is that? And that's something
that's
like
so
before
fun.
Beauty, I probably wouldn't have even acknowledged or been willing to receive.
Well, and it's who are you, you know, who you're being in the world, who you're showing up as, and you know, how all of that contributes, like I said earlier about the, you know, the drop in the still pond and how that just goes out in so many different ways that you don't even see most of the time. And And how fun is that? Yes, yes, please.
Oh, oh fun. Yeah, I love upgrades.
Did you want to take that question better about how has it changed your life? Contributed?
We have 2 minutes. Let me get it in. It's changed my life because how? Okay. Well, all the things Cassie said is my favorite answer to everything. And then I'd like to add just the ability to create change for people. So we have this unique concept, this possibility that was birthed in the world, that because of us acknowledging our unique gifts for creation and being willing to be them and being willing to have the back of this movement and show up for her, as we like to call her, and to constantly be asking, you know, how can this be greater? What else can we create here? It's given us both a place where we get to change the world. And that is, might be a beyond this reality acknowledgement. And you know what else is possible?
Thank you guys so much for coming on and playing with us and sharing a little bit of I Am Beauty with the world. We're so grateful that you came on. We'll have more on this topic next week. So please come back and listen again, you guys, and share this around. You can go to iTunes and download it, or go to OwnTimes and get the replay there. And we'd be so grateful to invite everybody to embrace their beauty. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.